There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. Well, maybe I should do this because maybe there's some that are listening and they want to hear it. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to Hour 2 of the Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, you can see her live, actually. How did I get that, by the way, that live stream? That's important for people to see the antics that take place in the studio.
That's
six
right.
Days a week here.
Well, you know, as we talked about a little bit, the closing of the first hour of the show, when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, you get the exclusive promo code, if you will, to plug in and be able to listen to the show, not only, you know, with your ears, obviously, but see the show via live stream. So when you go to our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com, we show you a little 2-minute clip or so every day, and you can kind of see a little bit to kind of like get your mouth watering.
Decast, yep.
There you go. It's called Decast. And what we do is, for those of you who are sons and daughters of Liberty, we will give you the promo code, and you can watch live every time we're on the air and see the antics that go on in the studio as well. So if you're a son or daughter of Liberty and you do not maybe have that code, please call our office, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, and we'll be more than happy to give it to you. Also, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, you can do so on our website, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. It's easy to do. You get a nice welcoming packet depending upon how much you're giving every month. Exactly. The bronze membership program is when you give $25 to $54.99 a month. There's a silver membership where you give $55 to $104.99 a month. A gold membership is $105 to $254.99 a month. And with all of these, there's a platinum membership and a multi-platinum membership for $500 or more.
No. I got to be honest. The certificates are blowing.
They're so cool.
And how many times I've been to people's homes where I would do an in-house meeting, and all of a sudden I walk in and they got that thing like right where all of their, you know, their cool stuff is at, and it's like, whoa,
nice. It's so nice. We really do. With every single one of these memberships, there is a package that comes along with it. So you can get, you know, a My War graphic novel, Sons of Liberty
mug,
you know, all these kind of different things that come along with the various packages. But everybody gets a certificate, and it's a beautiful certificate basically saying that you are a son of Liberty or you are a daughter of Liberty. And like you said, we go into people's houses and it's displayed with all their other framed work and things they have because they think, wow, this is really nice. And it just shows you, not only is it a beautiful thing to receive, it also just kind of is a reminder to you that, listen, I am a son or daughter of Liberty. I am first and foremost a son or daughter of the Most High, but I am also fighting for our liberties in this nation. So it's a constant reminder.
The Sons of Liberty were.
That's right, exactly. And I'm going to actually talk about the Sons of Liberty, but it's a great program, and I really feel it's a good program. And it's an answer to prayer for many people who say, where can I give my money where it's really doing what it should be doing, going to seek and save that which is lost? And we are out there in the highways and byways. We're going to be in California coming up here in February. We're doing an East Coast tour in March. We're going to be locally in April.
That's going to be fun. We're going to be in April.
We're going to be in Minnesota. We're going to be doing actually a girls event for all of you teen girls out there in Minnesota. We're also going to be in Wisconsin.
It's not just for teenagers anymore, though.
Of course it's not, but this specifically one is, which I'm actually looking forward to, you know, because so oftentimes young people especially, they're told if it feels good, do it. You know, what they see through MTV, music, movies, you name it, they're getting the wrong source, and we wonder why our young people are killing each other.
Yeah,
and why
wrong
things
information.
Are exactly.
Yeah.
So we're giving them what the Word of God says, so they can walk in liberty and have Amen. Liberty, as we were talking about in the first hour.
And that gives them accessibility to any meeting we may be in.
That's
so they
right.
get free access.
Mm-hmm.
They get a coffee
certificate,
cup,
a testimony, a size booklet of Mr. Bradley Dean, free access to all of our event programs, daily live streams of the Sons of Liberty radio show via webcast, and also they get 25% off the product of the week every week. So for all you housewives out there that are always, you know, coupon clipping, looking for those deals, what could, and 25%, that's a good amount. You know, usually you get like 10% off. I mean, I see these things, okay? I get these
yes,
emails, right?
Yes, yes.
You know that when you have the 20% off, you're doing really good. This is actually 25% off the product of the week.
And you
not
get
just
a,
one week,
now,
but
I want to highlight
week.
The coffee cup really quick, because
yeah.
you got these brand new coffee cups.
Mm-hmm.
And it says on the back, this republic was not established by cowards, and cowards will not preserve it, 1 John 3:18. And then it's got a wrap around as far as the front of the coffee cup goes of the Sons of Liberty radio.com. Check that out. That's what's on the coffee cup right now. We just got a shipment in, and I was also, just a side note to that, I was surprised as to how many Sons and Daughters of Liberty we've had actually that are partaking with the Sons of Liberty?
Yeah, in fact.
I mean, I was surprised that the number is, like, nice.
Yeah, and we have actually a couple new ones that came on even this week, and they're out there, and it's really nice, and it's encouraging for us to know that people are out there listening not only to the show, but they're also supporting the values of what we stand for. You know, it's hard to find always a ministry that's fighting the good fight of faith in the way that we are with the uncompromising truth,
yes,
you know?
It's, yeah, and
it's
the biggest issues for us is always, it's always having to turn around and to make sure that there's enough to go to the next place.
That's right.
And so I don't want, you know, and what happens, people, is when they call here, we get calls all the time. Can you come to Texas? Can you come to California? Can you come to Ohio?
Yeah.
Can you come to the East Coast? Sure. But you're going to have to splurge, because we don't have like some, you know, a coffer that's overflowing or a tree in the backyard
yep.
that's growing money. Folks,
yeah.
people need to understand that's not what's going on here
yeah,
at all.
I think, too, like when you said you're going to have to splurge, we're not talking about you're going to have to splurge on it, you know, we don't need caviar two times a day and all that kind of stuff. What we're
just
saying is,
once, right?
Yeah, right, right. What we're saying is, for those people that do, you know, call for events, a lot of them say, well, we can't afford anything, or we don't have much, and that kind of
thing. How are we supposed to do that?
Right.
Are we supposed to just pull that out? I mean, it's not like we're out there, you know, doing what we do on thin air, and consider you don't get one without the other. We all come in the process.
Yeah.
And it does take money to do just that.
Right.
And even going to California, it's like, you know, we're doing a couple major tea parties out there, which is going to be great. We're going to do some in-studio stuff, so on and so forth. But people have to understand that you're going to have to pay the bills in the process. And I know most people have this little figment in their imaginations that, you know, ministries, man, you guys are making so much money. No, no, no. Not a ministry like this. As a matter of fact, a ministry like this makes less than 0.5% of 1% of all the money that goes into the church goes to the young people, and that's exactly who we have been fighting for. But I do want to say this. If you don't want to support that, just keep in mind you have someone that's reallocating your monies illegally to reach out to your posterity one way or another, giving them the wrong message. We have been heading this out for the last 15 years. God is our source, and we know that. But people do need to understand that if we preach the gospel, we also live by the gospel. And I praise God for every one of you out there
Amen.
That does understand. Understand that, and you do put your money where your mouth is, and we help. We totally bring that to the prayer to the Lord every day in prayer, and say thank you, Lord, and we thank you for blessing those that are entrusting us with their finances to get the job done.
That's right, and it really is a blessing for us when you're talking about that, and how thankful we are for all of you sons and daughters of Liberty who are out there and who do give, because without you, honestly, we would not be able to
There's
do
no
what
way.
We do. Amen.
No
it's
way.
The Lord that supplies, but we appreciate obedient vessels who listen to what the Lord's telling them.
Sons or Daughters of Liberty get a brand new coffee cup. I just got them in this week.
That's
we
right.
want to get them out the door. We got about 72 of them right now. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains that fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Boy, it's just been one of those days. We've been just taking little rabbit trails all day. Whatever comes up, we're just kind of running down them. And we're not doing that as something that's planned. We're just doing it as a leading, and I'm totally fine to do that. I remember, as a matter of fact, when I first got into the ministry, this is about 20 years ago, and I was asked to come up into a youth group. And interestingly enough, there's a couple hundred students up there from an organization called Teen Challenge. David Wilkerson used to head that up. And I remember when I got up there, I was asked to preach by the youth pastor. And I think it was like my third time that I ever preached. And I didn't know how to do it. My mom always said I had the gift of gab, so I'll give it to him and give him what I've got. Namely, what's in my heart. Out of the abundance of my heart, my mouth started to speak. And I got up there, and I thought I had everything set. This is exactly what I'm going to do. This is exactly how I'm going to say it. You know, line upon line, precept upon precept. And, well, I got up there, and the Holy Ghost had other ideas. And so what I did is I would go to one end of the room, and it was a pretty big room. And it was like, okay, I know where you're going now, Lord. And I would say that. And then I would, after I got done saying it, I would be like, wait a second. Okay, I said that. Now, Lord, I thought I was on track. Now, what's next? I would walk to the other side of the room. Everybody's probably looking at me like, what is up with this guy? And I'd get to the other side of the room, and all of a sudden something else would come out. And it's like, okay, what's going on here? This went on for about a half hour, 45 minutes. Oh, let me be honest about it. Probably about an hour and a half. You know, because you know what it means when a preacher says he's almost done, right? It means absolutely nothing. He just keeps going on. And if I had more than 2 hours every day, I guarantee I would do that as well. But what happened was I just went back and forth. And folks, I was like bewildered. It's like, what is going on? I get this, it drops into my heart. I shoot it out of my mouth. It's like a fire shut up on my bones and it goes. And I get to the other side, and I think, okay, good. Now I know I'm back on track again. All of a sudden, I'll give that away, and then I'm empty again. And then I would get filled up on the walk back to the other side of the room. And what was interesting about that, it's like someone that goes into a restaurant. Not everybody's ordering the same thing, right? The bread of life, Jesus Christ knows what he's doing, and he knows how to give it to people. And the Holy Ghost knows how to direct people. And I've heard a prophet one time say to me, Bradley, just go into every situation without your own mind. In other words, rest in the Holy Ghost and see how he leads you. And that's how the whole show has been going over the last hour and a half. Now, what's interesting about that, going back to that youth group, speaking to the Teen Challenge students, after I was done preaching, I was just peppered with people. Oh, Bradley, that's exactly what I needed to hear. Oh, Bradley, that's exactly what I needed to hear. And I looked at him and I said, guys, I got to be honest with you. I was lost. It is the best place for a preacher to be when he says that he is lost. And I'm talking about this just to keep it in context. He's totally dependent upon the Holy Ghost, and he's opening his mouth only for the purpose of the Holy Ghost. Remember how the Bible talks about those words will be given to you at that time? You don't need to meditate as to what you're going to say. No, it's just going to come. Well, the Lord has put me in that situation 1,000 times over since then. And it's interesting how the Lord prophetically speaks to people as to where they're at and exactly what they need at that particular time. And that is the gift of prophecy, by the way. It's the testimony of Jesus Christ. And that's exactly how we want to operate. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. And it was also the apostles, by the way, just another side note, here we go. The apostles said that, Lord, we can only do those things that which we see you do, and we can only say those things that which we hear you say. And that's exactly how it is on the sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, every day. So sometimes we got something set and sometimes we don't. But to get to something that is set, and if I take another rabbit trail, it's because somebody else ordered something out there that we know not of. And so you might say, well, that wasn't for me. It doesn't matter if it was for you. The Lord's feeding everybody, just so you know that. And it's an awesome place. It's an awesome gifting to have. And by the way, that's where I find my life. John the Baptist actually said that he found his joy as to when he heard the bridegroom's voice. That was the joy that John the Baptist had. And he was the guy pointing his finger. He was the guy saying, you know what, to King Herod, you know, it's unlawful for you to have your brother's wife. And it was also King Herod that said, you know, lay the axe to the root of the tree. You know, I mean, you get the point. And so we want to make straight the paths for the Lord. And that's exactly what, again, we're doing here on the Sons of Liberty. What I want to talk about really quick, friends, is the enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites. It's an article, a column that I just wrote this last week, which went out across the globe 40 times over. We're on 40 different outlets every week. WND, WorldNet Daily, and we're also on Western Journalism, Freedom Outpost, and others. But you can also, of course, go to Sons of Liberty media.com because it's posted there. And what I want to highlight, friends, is the fact that when we look at the enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites, hypocrite means pretenders. Okay? So what I want to ask is, what's the difference between the enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites? Because, folks, these are the same godless people that moved the religious hypocrites to say in concert, away with the Christ, and we have no king but King Jesus. That was the religious people, but they were led about by the religious hypocrites who were actually being moved by the Romans, who were godless, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. Yet, friends, in Mark 8:15, it was Jesus that gave warning concerning them both. And because they rejected the warning at length, guess what? They were both destroyed. And folks, when we look at what's taking place today, there's no doubt that the people in this country are asking the same question. What is going on concerning the attacks on the American godly foundations in which we're settled upon and established upon? And why is it that these people turn, run, and capitulate at every turn when they're attacked? And more importantly, what is it that they are running from and capitulating to? Now, when I was on that national broadcast right before the radio show here, it was interesting because these are the questions I'm always asked. I'm always the guy that people can bring in to say what others are unwilling to say. And that's a sad day in America when that's the case. But they were asking, what's wrong with the church? Why are they allowing this? Why this, that, and the other thing? And I have to clarify that, listen, you need to make distinction between the church and what the church is. Because there's goats and there's sheep, there's wheats, there's tares, there's holy, there's those that are defiled. Right? And we can go on and on and on and on, making distinction. There are workers of iniquity. There's those that fulfill the law. So there's a difference in every given scenario. And I said, you know, people, you need to understand that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ himself did. Now, the first group in which I'm going to address is those that advance ungodly agendas. They know exactly what they're doing. They're wicked. They have a knowledge of what the truth is. They're stupid on purpose. They have a knowledge of what the truth is, but they fight against it. Okay, they sear their own conscience. And by the way, these are criminal, and they are also enemies to this country and to mankind. Now, the second group that I'm going to address are the hypocritical modern-day churchgoers, and I'm talking to those who say that they love God so much that they disobey him at every command, Matthew 15:8 and 1 John 2:4. Now, let's first go to the ungodly, okay? There are those who are busy attempting to rewrite and revise whatever it is that offends their little reprobate, godless, and dangerous mindsets. Now, they do this by attempting to create an evolutionary and godless view of government. These are the people who mean to remove God from everything and anything so that at length all is permissible. What a stupid ideology for anybody to take on. They don't even live that way.
That's right.
You know, it's interesting. We were talking about this. We were watching the documentary of John Adams yesterday. You know, when he ended his presidency, he got out of the White House that was being built at that particular time, and he got up on a carriage with, 12, 15 people that were in it, and he looked at him and he said, plain old John Adams.
Yeah, quit gawking, he said.
That's right. I'm
an ordinary citizen just as yourselves. You know.
Farmer John Adams, he called himself, right?
Yep.
But I said, isn't that a far cry from what you're seeing today in this country? You're seeing the President of the United States being treated like he's some king, and if he was working for the people, why is it that he has to have all of these Secret Service, armed Secret Service around him and his family?
Yeah.
Our presidents didn't establish that.
Right.
And by the way, that all dissolved back in the 50s. As a matter of fact, if you go back to Harry Truman, he used to walk up and down the streets shaking the hands of his constituents.
Yep.
Those that he represents. No more. Why? Because they're no longer representing we the people, folks. They're not there representing you. They're representing special interests. They're playing the devil's fools. They're playing the little minions and imps that they are only for a short season, because we know that the end of sin is death, and they're about to find that out. Now, in saying that, as we review the history of America, we can see that it was not the norm, as I was just highlighting, for this country in any sense of the word to give way to the ungodliness in which we see today. Read Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, take for example the anti-theist, which we see written in a pamphlet by none other than Ben Franklin in 1754 for Europeans, titled Information to Those That Would Remove to America. In other words, information for those that want to move to America. Did you know that Franklin wrote ungodliness, atheism? He said it's unknown there. Referring to America. We're going to pick this up right on the other side of the break. Folks, at any time, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. The enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites. Be right back.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Yeah? Do you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You know what, folks? I just want to tell you, number one, is thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on Saturdays, both hours. We also appreciate the fact that you make us the number two show after 3 years, going on 4 years with Genesis Communication Networks. We appreciate that. And I want to tell you, I know why people listen to this radio program. It's because it's a radio program that's willing to tell you what most people don't want to tell you. And I want to tell you that no course, never fall for the fact that a course taken which does not tell you the truth, it lacks love.
Yeah.
A love that gets in your face and tells you, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, and therefore be zealous and repent. That is love. And also keep in mind, Jesus spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes, not as the little pushovers, you know, a bunch of dead men in the ground and nobody knew that they were walking over them, Mark 7, Matthew 23. The false church. Folks, iron sharpens iron, and as many as I love, I do rebuke and I chasten. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. Always keep in mind that when a love suggests, as it gives you a kiss and it betrays you, I want to tell you something, the very essence and the very heart and pith and marrow as to what's MIA, missing in action, is the very heart of love. Real love gets in the face of the people. It doesn't take the other course, friends, the easy one. And the scripture tells us that we're to love one another with an unfeigned love, not a counterfeit or a dissimulated love with a false covering. You know, they say one thing to your face, but they don't really look out for you. And it's interesting that when I do high school assemblies across the country, not only are we one of the favorite Tea Party speakers across the country, but we were also one of the favorite youth group speakers. speakers, as well as the high school assembly speakers across the country, because students understood what real love was. I'll ask the students during the during the assembly program of the Lyceum, as you may know it, as to be defined as that word Lyceum rather than an assembly. Interestingly enough, I'd ask them, which one's love, A? They watch cars go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction, or B, a love that gets in front of your face and warns you before you actually destroy yourselves. Which one's love? And the kids will tell us A.
Mm-hmm.
The one that gets in your face and it stops destruction. But see, we're told by the older generation today that love suggests a course as to actually withhold the truth. You know, it's true. And there's a true story told out on the West Coast where they have these windy roads going around these particular mountains. And they notice cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Instead of actually upholding the signs, the warning signs, they actually just took them down. And they noticed cars would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. Soon, a concerned committee got together. You know what the older generation did? Instead of putting up the warning signs, stopping men and loving on them enough to get in their face and to warn them from the wrath to come, that they're to flee from the wrath to come, they put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. And by the way, if you think I'm kidding, just go out on the West Coast. You'll see this. And this is exactly the love that the older generation has adapted itself to. And I want to tell you something. It's a counterfeit love.
Yeah, and can I say that, too? When you're talking about the ambulance at the bottom of the hill, it reminds me of, rather than telling young people, listen, you know, what the Bible says about being drunk and about drunkards not inheriting the kingdom of heaven and all these different things and about, you know, all this, what we do is we create Alcoholics Anonymous after they're already, yeah, you know, giving themselves
Narcotics
over.
Narcotics Anonymous.
Yeah, right. And then we have drug rehab. So kids now need to go to rehab because instead of putting that stop sign at the top of the mountain like you were telling them, listen, our bodies are the temple of the Lord. We don't defile our bodies. We don't put anything into our bodies that would defile our bodies. Rather than giving them the truth from the Word of God from the get-go, we wait till they crash at the bottom of their own destruction. Then the mentality is, we'll just put them in drug rehab. Yeah. We'll just put them in a foster home. We'll just put them in this.
Let me ask you something. Who pays for that?
Right.
The taxpayers do.
And the children do, obviously.
So at every step of the way, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
At every step of the way, the American people are paying for their own demise because they don't understand what love is. The Bible tells us that the love of many waxeth cold. Why? Because of the workers of lawlessness. And it's the fulfilling of God's love or law that is love.
That's right. And because the mentality of what you said, the generation that did away with the law of God, and, you know, namely a lot of the hippie generation, they had this free love, which was not love at all. It was lust. And they dropped down the commandments because they wouldn't want to be free and free peace and all this kind of stuff, or we're dropping off the moral law of God. Who has paid the price? You're looking at young people nowadays. Look at what's going on in public schools. I actually just met a kid yesterday. I gave him a gospel track who I discovered he was a foster kid. Looked like a really sweet boy, really nice kid. And when you think about it, you think, now why are they in a foster home? He's in a foster home because his parents were negligent or because something is wrong there. And you look at this sweet little eighth grade boy who's paying the price because of what his parents left undone. We've got scores of kids out there like that today that are paying the price because of what their parents left undone.
Well, and don't forget about the aborted babies.
Exactly,
I mean, the older generation loves their country so much, and they love the fruit of the womb so much, where God actually fearfully creates these children within. They love God so much that they disobey his commandments there, and they actually allow the babies to be slaughtered, and they have the audacity to call it love when they are silent, consenting to the crimes committed against the innocent.
Yeah, exactly.
That's their version of love.
Yeah, and they're sinning through their silence. People think, well, I haven't done anything. Well, have you said anything? You know, to sin by silence when men should protest makes cowards of men. And going back to what we're talking about, you know, with these youth and young people that are paying the price, even so, you can have young people who come from, you know, families that are very wealthy. They have everything in the world they want, but yet they neglect their kids. They do away with their kids. And then we wonder why even those who seemingly have everything, materialistically wise, they're nothing. They're so poor that all they do have is money. So when you're looking even at what we do and draw all the kids that we have reached and what we have done, we're looking at the heart of reaching that young generation and the next generation. Because as you always say, Bradley, when you're talking about that, someone's going to reach them. If you're looking at, you know, Barack Obama, he goes to the college campuses. He goes to the youth. He wants to reach out to the young people.
No, that's the love that the older generation allots. They allow a dictator wannabe to actually indoctrinate their kids. And then when a guy goes in and actually tells the kids that they're being lied to, by the way, the kids know they're being lied to anyways, but I got to get back to my course here. But it's interesting that they'll subject themselves to one that's emulating dictators because they don't want to love on their kids. But when someone actually does tell their kids the truth, they don't want that neither because they don't want to be exposed for what they leave undone.
Yeah, it just reminds me of, and I'll go on this bunny trail and that's it. I'll let you go back to your course. But, you know, it's interesting that a lot of times parents are okay with their kids whenever their kids are doing and acting just like them.
Yep.
When you have a parent and then you have a child and the child or the kid truly becomes converted and yep. starts living for the Lord, and starts becoming an example of Christ, then the parents have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Wait, you had no problem with me when I was drinking and smoking
right.
and swearing and doing everything like you're doing and watching bad shows. And you had no problem with me then. When all of a sudden I change because Christ comes in and truly converts my heart and I no longer do those things that you do, all of a sudden you have a problem with me? And then we wonder why, you know, these kids are raised up. When the Lord has their hearts are truly converted. But it's a shame when these parents, when they see that their kids actually get the truth and all of a sudden they're mad at them because they're no longer like themselves rather than being happy that they found Christ. It just goes to show you that a lot of these young people are struggling an uphill battle
yeah.
because they have parents who don't care, either don't care about them or they care about the wrong things or
yeah.
who are not following Christ. They simply do not know because they've never been trained up.
Yeah.
You know, you have to train your children up in the way that they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it, the Bible says. But if the parents are not there to train up their kids, what in the world kind of harvest are we going to have in the future?
That's right. The enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites, again, friends, these are the same godless people that move the religious hypocrites to say in concert, away with the Christ and we have no king but Caesar. Okay? Yet Jesus gave warning concerning them both, and because they rejected the warning, they were both destroyed at length. And I was talking about the ungodly right before the last break. And I was sharing with you as to what Ben Franklin said in 1754 concerning Europeans that wanted to move to America. He wrote a pamphlet called Information to Those Who Would Remove to America. He said atheism is unknown there. In other words, godlessness. Folks, homosexuality wasn't even a, folks, it wasn't even thought of. There's no way you were going to convince our forefathers to allow that. Just didn't fly. Communists didn't fly. Folks, foreign, just all the way across the boards as to what we're dealing with today, they didn't tolerate it. That's why they threw it off. And when you read the Declaration of Independence, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Now, so the reader understands that the godless are at war with the great liberator, the one who came to set men free from sin to holiness, John 8:36, Hebrews 12:14, and 2 Corinthians 3:17. I want you to hear straight from the abundance of their wicked, godless hearts. Read Jeremiah 17:9 when you get a moment. This is Karl Marx. He said, I wish to avenge myself against the one who rules above. This is Friedrich Nietzsche. The old God is abolished. I am the most terrible opponent of Christianity. And he prided himself with that, friends. Atheism is a... I wonder how that's working out for them as they're bowing the knee,
yeah.
confessing that Jesus Christ is Lord.
Yeah.
Atheism is a cruel and a long-range affair. I think I have carried it through. John Paul Sartre. Okay, so one must understand that these are the same people, along with the anti-American, anti-Christian groups, who are warring with them, by the way, who are at war with God and His people, read Psalm 2, who want you to believe that God is responsible for all the evils in which these men, such as these again, are responsible for committing. Folks, that's like blaming God for evil, isn't it? It's like blaming the sun for darkness. It just doesn't work. God exposes them. John Witherspoon, the signer of the Declaration of Independence and president of Princeton University, said, whosoever is an avowed enemy of God, okay, the atheist, the communists, the homosexuals, whatever the case might be, whatever group, whatever demographic you want to deal with, friends, he said, John Witherspoon did, I hesitate not to call them an enemy to this country. Of course not. Now, what this group... I want to say it this way. Let me say it this way. I want to ask this group, going to the religious hypocrites now, what is this group left off leading them to believe that the godless groups that I just named have a right to advance an illegal agenda in this country. What have they left off? I can tell you. They've left off the God they profess to know and love through tolerance and apathy, 2 Timothy 2:19. These hold the truth and unrighteousness every step of the way, Romans 1:8. They agree through inaction to what God condemns on so many issues. They are the greatest advocate for the abortion industry, the homosexual agenda, the educational scheme.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is columnist and author Eric Rush, and I am honored to support our friend Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio. Bradley is one of the most passionate patriots I know, and he's got a better handle on the diabolical forces marshaled against America than anybody on the radio. Listen and support Bradley and Sons of Liberty as they carry the unapologetic and uncompromising message of faith and fidelity to God and country.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, and in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747 coming up on the last break. Folks, we just had a little technical difficulty right before the last break. Do forgive us, but it still went out good.
Yeah. It was just the live stream. So if you were watching us and you did not get to see our pretty little faces for a couple minutes.
Our?
Don't.
Do you actually mean to tag me with a compliment while you were actually hiding behind me and giving yourself a compliment?
I don't know. I think that it would be wrong to say one of our pretty little faces and not the other. So if you are just deprived for that 2 minutes of not being able to watch what was going on, we apologize. We're back up line.
Cool. Folks, the enemies of God and the Christian hypocrites, final segment. I want to close this out as quick as I can, but I want you to get the point, the pith and marrow of what I'm conveying to you, because it is all scriptural. And it is, by the way, the prophet's message. And I'm highlighting that for the very purpose. When you're reading the Word of God and you don't understand the prophet, you need to understand the prophet and the apostle, by the way, because it's always foundational. Read Ephesians 2 when you get a moment, okay? And let's go back to this really quick. I was just talking about how the enemies, through inaction, war against God. And then I was talking about the religious hypocrites and how they agree through inaction to what God condemns on so many issues. It's absolutely humorous to me how many people will defend homosexuals because someone in their family may be a homosexual out of the less than 1.7% of the population. They love them so much that they actually withhold God's word right from them, people, which can be the very thing that will drive them to the foot of the cross.
That doesn't make any sense at all. That's no love at all. When they're standing before God, they're going to say, why didn't anyone love me enough to tell me the truth?
Well, I don't want to condemn it. I know God condemns it.
They're already condemned. It's like, exactly, you know, the whole analogy of, you know, when you pull back the shades in the early morning sunlight and exposes the dust that's on the table, you don't get mad at the sun for exposing the dust. The dust was already there. The sun just exposed the fact that it was there. So the condemnation is they are already condemned. Until their hearts are converted, they have no hope in Christ.
Well, let me put it into context, okay, so people understand. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have an everlasting life. Okay. Well, that's what he said, yep. But right after that, verse 16, John chapter 3, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But hold on a second. Line upon line. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed, acted upon in the name of the only begotten Son of God.
That's such a great point.
Verse 19, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Verse 20, for everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought. Wrought means to be pounded in place by God.
And that's such a great point, because the cliche...
Oh, I love them so much, I withhold the word of God from them. No, you don't. You hate them.
That's right. And the thing is, too, it's such a cliche verse, because you always hear that verse in the church. You know, I grew up as a pastor's daughter in the church, so you always hear, you know, 1 John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Always.
But you don't hear it in context. The fact that God sent not, you know, his son to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. But this is the condemnation. Keep going. Keep reading that men love darkness rather than the light. Yeah. So they're already condemned.
But even when you think about John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. The first thing that would go through my mind is, why did he die?
Yep.
What did he die for? He died as the propitiation of the sins of the world. He died for me and you.
That's
and
right.
God loved us so much that he sent his son to do the dying when we should have been the ones that were guilty.
That's right.
Well, we are guilty, but we should have been the ones dying.
And notice that his love was in action.
That's
it was what he did. His love was in action.
1 John 3:18.
Exactly. So when you look and you say, wow, he gave his only begotten son. It didn't say, you know, for God sent his son into the world, you know, to tell you that he loved you a bunch. No. He showed you that he loved you by the gift of his son on the cross for your sins.
So I ask, who are the enemies of America? Read Exodus 32:26 when you get a moment. And I want to ask you another question. What's the difference between the godless and the modern unconverted church member that's dead in his sins? There isn't one. Folks, if America goes down, it will go down in history. And by the way, I don't believe that's going to happen. I believe that we're going to pay the piper and we're not going to get to the other side without actually paying and reaping what we've allowed to be sold in this country. Okay, but if America does go down, it will go down in history as the nation that allowed the destroyers to do what they do, and that at will. The men that have destroyed the West are those that are guilty of standing down and did nothing when they should have stood up. But what's worse, both of these groups of people hated the Christ because he told them the error of their ways, or anybody else that tells them the truth. Read 2 Timothy 3:16, 1 Peter 2:8, and Amos 5:10. So, who will be cast out on Judgment Day? That's the question I want to leave you with. The enemies of God or the hypocritical professors that are dead in their sins? Both of them, because they're both guilty as hell, literally. On Judgment Day, God will say to all people who worked iniquity, depart from me, you that work iniquity. To those who allowed the workers of iniquity to do what they allowed them to do, he will say the same things. Depart from me, you that allowed iniquity.
That's right.
You know, you that want to be raptured from responsibility. You want to be taken out of here as if God was to go ahead and raise up an army and pull them out right before the battle.
Yeah, it's like, you know, you did nothing about the problems while you were here on this earth and you want to just escape them there at the final. It's like you don't think that you're going to reap what you have sown. And if you've done nothing, you can't expect, well, there's all these problems I saw going on around me, Lord, but I just figured that you were coming back. So I didn't really have to do anything.
And the Lord saying, and you did, And you did what about the problem? I gave you grace, and I opened your eyes to see what the problem is. What did you do about that?
Well, I just lived a good life. I didn't really do very much. I just, you know, I just went to church on Sunday, and that was about it.
Yeah.
You know, going back to what we were talking about at the end of the...
I seen the people inside of the building, Lord, and I knew it was burning down, but, you know, I just figured it was the love of God to actually stand back and wait for someone else to do it for me.
Right, exactly, and that's no love at all. We have to understand that, listen, these times demand people who are brave. They demand people who not necessarily have great ability, but they realize that God is their strength and He will use them and speak through them. So we have to understand the times that we're living in, they don't call for shrinking violets. They don't call for people who just stand back when things are going on. Like that woman in Texas, there was an anointing on her because she was going to stand up and not let Islam reign. I saw this post, I believe it was last night on Facebook, that basically said if you're afraid to speak out against Islam, then they've already won. If you're afraid about being politically correct and not offending anyone, then they're already dominating over you.
Politically correct is tyranny with manners. That's all it is.
That's exactly
enemies
right.
Enemies to principles,
that's
friends.
Exactly right. And that's why I think people, like you said, appreciate the show so much, is because people over here at the Sons of Liberty are willing to say the truth, to speak forth the truth, whether you like it or not, because it's the truth found in the Word of God that we all have to conform ourselves to, and we all desire to conform ourselves to, because if Christ is truly our Lord, we want to do what He has called us to do. And we want to say for those of you, again, who do give and support what we're doing, thank you. We appreciate it from our hearts that you're there supporting us to get out there and to get this message out there, to seek and save that which is lost. As Bradley was mentioning earlier about one half of 1% of money that goes into the church actually goes to help to fund youth causes. 91% of all Christian outreach and evangelism does not target non-Christians, but targets other Christians. We're not about going to Mexico and teaching them Spanish. They already know it. You know, we're about seeking and saving that which is lost. But, you know, a lot of times, in a lot of cases, those that are even sitting in the church pews are even more lost than the heathen because they think they're okay and they're not. We have to understand that we are out there seeking and saving that which is lost, and we want you to be a part of it as well. Did you know that 87% of that which goes to work being done among the already Christian, if you look at the stats, $11.4 billion is given to foreign missions. We're interested in our backyard. If we cannot take care of our own household, of course we're interested in seeking and saving across the globe, but we have to look at the heart of America. We have to look out of our back doors and say, listen, our young people are lost. They have no sense of direction, no sense of hope, no sense of purpose for the most part. We need to reach them. And we also need to go to the younger, or the older generation so that they can say, listen, we're turning the hearts of the fathers onto the children and the hearts of the children back into their fathers. You veterans that have paid the price, give your experience to this younger generation who doesn't understand a lot of them, that freedom is not free. And for this younger generation, look unto those that have gone before you, those that have fought, bled, and died to restore our nation, to uphold this country and honor their sacrifice. So it goes both ways. We're here reaching young and old. And for those of you who want to be a part of it, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Click on where it says become a son or daughter of liberty. You can give what you can every month. We've got these beautiful monthly packets that come to each and every one of you. But more importantly, you can feel good about what you're supporting, that you're actually giving it to an organization, a ministry that's getting the job done. But like you said, we can't do it apart from you. We all need each other. So thank you so much for all of you that do support. And for those of you who are just jumping on, we appreciate that too. Let's go out and together we can do this.
We can do this. And keep in mind, friends, you know, I was asked during that interview right before my radio program today, Bradley, how do you want to close out the show? Same way I want to close it out with you. Less than 3% of the population was used to establish what we have 238 years later because they were calling upon the God of Israel, who is alive forevermore. And I suggest that we do the same thing because we can do this. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do, and we will talk to you soon enough. See ya.
See ya.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.